look at me. My little stoner brain.
Listen, we can't go 3, 2, 1. Wait, let's try it. 3, 2, 1.
Twister.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Do you go like this?
Like, all right, this is me, so watch.
Yes!
And then I'm editing clips, and it just looks like I'm giving invisible head, like,
to
into
me.
The corner.
It's actually on me.
I'm just like, you're like, oh.
And I'm like this.
Well, usually you're like laughing. So if anyone screams, like, just did a nice little shot of that, it's just like, and then I'm like down here. Like,
you're making my eyes create goos from laughter.
Well, we had the phantom goo just before rolling,
I
which is crazy.
You.
I missed you.
Welcome
too.
Back.
Thank you.
Las Vegas is not the same without you. You're not allowed to leave anymore. Please.
It's good to be back, but it wasn't good to come back. And here's why.
Wait, let me fix this real quick.
Thanks.
Please tell me what happened.
All right. So leaving the United States is cool because you get to see how other places do stuff.
Other places.
All right. So this makes me unhappy to relay this information, but I'm a woman, god damn it. I have a vagina. It bleeds. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Did that take up a large portion of my trip? Sure. Did I have to hand wash my underpants in the sink? Yes, I did. But I got that shit done.
What?
Yeah, that's right. It was terrible. But
you had to hand wash your shit?
Because, yeah. Bitch, like the.
You mean
the
your
flow.
Underwear, right?
Yeah. No. Period panties, bro. Because, like, listen, I don't do tampons anymore. I don't like the
That's and for the birds.
Here's the thing. My period was supposed to come, like, on the flight home. So I would just have a kind of miserable flight home. It did not turn out that way. That bitch came, like, 4 days early for no goddamn reason.
While you were on your trip.
While I was on my trip.
How dare her.
So I didn't really pack appropriately because I was like, I only need these for like a 24-hour flight home and then everything's gonna be simpatico, and I don't think that's the right word for it, but it was not, because I'm like hand washing, like, I got a bar of soap, just like scrumming it in there, and it finally got to the point that, like, you can't wash them well enough to keep using, you know, like, they just got like starchy, and I'm like, that's not gonna be comfortable.
Like, stamp,
bitch, it was
You're like, this looks, yeah, like now like a
I was
cracker.
Like, yeah, I was like, all right, so I have to do this. So I have to go get tampons. Bane of my f-ing existence. How much would you say that a box of tampons typically runs you here? Because I haven't bought them in a while.
Eight
I know there's inflation.
$8 to $12. $8 to $12. And I'm not buying the jumbo box, but I'm buying the medium size, not the little.
How many does that include?
Maybe 40. I'm okay. Thinking 40 to 50.
Because here's the 40. Thing. Did you hear all the stuff about, like, them test, like, using toxins?
Yes.
In the tampons?
Just recently. Yes.
Because it's been a recent thing that's going around. And apparently also, tampons, like, until recently, I don't know maybe where this was, but I heard this from a very good source, that they were using, like, cow blood as a test for, like, the tampon soaking efficiency. And if you've ever had a period, I don't know what kind of period you're having, but it's not like cow blood.
What does cow blood look like?
I don't know, just like blood.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
But that's not what comes out, bitch. It's like the shedding of your goddamn uterus. Sometimes you're like, I don't know if this is brain matter. I don't know if I'm dying. Maybe I have cancer. I hope not. But you just never know. You get a weird pain down there. You're like, that could be toxic shock.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, there's a lot going on. And I know you don't want to hear this. And I don't give a f***. Because you have balls. And your balls don't just like shed from your body once a month.
Once
and
a
you
month.
Have to like regrow them or something like that. What did I say?
Yeah.
Did I say once a week? I said once a month. Okay, yeah. Cool.
For some reason. And I said it at the same time. So that was
maybe
like
that's
in
why.
Unison.
I was like, wait a minute.
It was like a small that? Echo. You were like, once a month, once
all
a
right.
month.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Once
potatoes.
A month. Once a month potatoes. Yes.
I feel like I have that potatoes is... more than once a month, especially on this trip. But here's
were they
the thing.
Good potatoes?
They were amazing potatoes.
Frites?
No, just potatoes. Like listen, potatoes. Germany does potatoes. I don't know what to tell you. Those potatoes were top notch. And also potatoes in London at the cafe. So, oh, God. It was so delicious. So, good times all around. Potatoes. God, I love potatoes.
I do love potatoes. I love french fries. I love sweet potatoes.
I would have hated to be in Ariel Island. I can't speak. I would have hated. I'm jet lagged. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey,
I would have hated to
it.
Be in Ireland during the potato famine. Can you just imagine not having potatoes?
It would be a very sad
I don't
place.
Really know anything about the potato famine. I don't know how long it lasted. I don't know if it was all the potatoes. You think like every single potato? Should
no.
Look that up?
There was probably two or three.
All right. We're going to learn something today. This is our educational segment. All right. Ireland potato famine. Oh, I have a test that we should take too because we were talking about spirit animals.
Wait. What's up? Welcome to the show, everyone.
This is my ADHD brand. I started off because I was going to tell you about coming back into the U.S. I was also going to tell you that I paid like $3 for tampons.
For how
like
many?
Bio, just normal tampons. There was
how
like
many?
25 in the pack.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Were they like in a cardboard applicator?
No.
They were like legit.
They were easy. You just like put them in.
But they were legit.
No applicator needed.
Oh, just.
Totally like small, like, and then they worked great and it was terrible. I still hate it because it's like weird. I don't want to put something that's like fuzzy inside of you, but you just have to.
I've
or it's
been.
A disaster.
It's,
so
it's just the way it is.
But anyway, coming back in to the United States, then we'll get to like spirit animals and the potato famine of Ireland.
I love the spirit animals.
Bitch. So going into like Germany, for instance, you'd think, whew, probably a little scary, like their border patrol, right? They weren't. So friendly, so quick. It was strange. I expected like more domination, you know what I mean? So
a little more intimidation.
That was easy peasy. England, same as well. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Everyone's really friendly. So many friendly people all over. Those countries, it was crazy. Everyone was so welcoming. Everyone, like some people who hosted us, like both times, everyone was just lovely, right? I came back into the United States, where I live, where I was born, my home.
Home.
This was the border patrol, and I, like,
he was wearing a mask over his face like this, and this is how he was talking, and he was saying, God.
So I'm going to ask you a question that he asked me and see if you can answer it. Okay, this is a game we're playing.
Where are you coming from?
Germany. No, I don't know what you said.
How long have you been there?
I just said
no. And I'm like, I was like, oh, I was there for, I don't know, 9 to 10 days total. But part of that trip was in London.
You were in both.
What?
You were in both places at once. I was like, no, not at the same time. Started in London, went to Germany. How can you be in two places at once?
You're not like...
And then, meanwhile, he has my United States of America passport in his hand. And he's like, why are you coming here? I was like, because I live here.
I'm coming back.
He's like, you live here? I was like, Well, not at the airport, but I have a house here in Las Vegas. And he's like, and where were you? I was like, wait, what? Like, where did I just come from? Or where was I the whole time? Where did you just come from? Germany. Like, I already said this.
Why?
And it just kept going on.
Was this like, were you getting punked?
I felt like it at a certain point. And it's all muffled through a mask. So I keep like leaning forward like that's going to make it help. Like I'm like just a grandpa like, can you please repeat that? And it's like eyes just get angrier and angrier behind the mask. But I'm like, but you're not talking louder. You have a mask on your face and there's a plexiglass wall between us. I don't really know what you want from me. And he's like, were you traveling alone and all this kind of stuff and like going back and forth? And then he's like, with your partner. And where is he? I was like, I don't know, in line. Like,
you're stopping it too.
It keeps going. And he's like asking all these other questions and I'm where answering them. But I'm like, why is this taking so long? Like, is Ashton Kutcher, like, once again, I'm out in the real world and I'm coming back to my home. Why am I being grilled more than entering any other country?
Right? And it's all easy peasy over there. They're like, yeah, sure. Thank you.
It got down to the point. He's like, what do you do for a living? And I give... So there, for anyone who's a content creator out there, this is something that you can tell people if you are a spicy content creator, because it's what I've been telling people for years. I'm a digital asset manager. What is that, you may ask? Nobody usually ever fucking does. This guy did.
What? Oh, God, bless his heart, right?
This he just guy? Kept going. I'm like, so he goes, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a digital asset manager. And usually that just stops people. And he goes, what is that? I was like, I manage digital assets. Because like the whole job title is what it is. Because it is essentially what I do. I manage a lot of digital assets, right? And he goes, how does that work? I was like... The assets are provided to me or created by me, and I manage them. He's going on and on, and I was just like, sir, the only reason sir. I think he stopped is because another agent came up to the window and like said something to him, like, which I took
time
to kind
for
of
your break. Really? Sam.
I was there for like 10 minutes. It was crazy. Like, four people went through the line before I entered that lane. Like, in the amount of time it took me to do mine. And only stopped because it was cut off. And I was like, this is too much. I mean, he asked me at one point, like, did you buy anything over there? I'm very transparent. I'm like, chocolate and the skirt that I'm wearing. And he's like, how much did it cost? I'm like, which one? He's like, both. I was like, individually or total?
Seriously?
He goes, yes.
I'm how like, come when we came back from Bali, they didn't ask prices of things?
I don't know. And I go, I don't know, $10. Like, I don't even know how much. Like, it's not $10, but like at this point. He goes, okay. And then is cut off by the other guy. I'm like, did the other guy hear how ridiculous this was? And he's like, dude, what are
Shut
you doing?
Up.
Maybe it was because I made the mistake of wearing a V-cut shirt. And it's just like, how long can I keep these tits in my plexiglass window? Like,
literally. Yeah, he was like, also, what's your favorite color?
I'm like, whatever color gets me the fuck
out of here. Are you a Sagittarius?
Are you a Sagittarius?
But you're kind of giving me Virgo vibes.
Oh, God. I don't even know what any of that means, but yes, he would be the type.
That
it
guy.
Was crazy. I realized I never started this. I just ranted about this guy.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Now we're back into our potato segment. Let's figure out.
What's your favorite way to eat a potato? There's so many I feel like ways. We've talked about this. Yes. But if you haven't, what is it?
I love all potatoes. There's so many different ways to make and eat a potato. Like a twice-baked potato slaps. I don't know.
That's
something
what it's all
about.
Fluffy inside. Like yes. It's like mashed potatoes, basically. But inside a potato
yes.
with all the toppings.
It's like a bread bowl.
Yes.
Where you're like, this shouldn't even really exist.
So,
but it does. It's unnecessary, but it's necessary.
And then it's baked again.
Yeah. And so it's toasty
That's
on the top.
That's what they get me.
It's like a shepherd's pie without all the annoying things you can choke on.
That's basically what I do when I get a baked potato. And I should just be like, hey, can you just pop this back in the oven?
But au gratin potatoes, dude.
Oh, those are bomb.
Have you had them at Primal Steakhouse? Shout out. No. If you want to give me meat, I'll say no. But they have an au gratin potato. It's like a stack. It looks like a au gratin potato lasagna.
I think we have to go. You know what's nice too there? It's like, you know, I don't eat meat literally, but like I'll try it if it's like a good steak or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I told the waiter or whatever, I was like, I don't eat meat. And he's like, oh, the chef will whip up something really good for you. And he did. Mm-hmm. That place is legit.
It's so good.
And I usually love steakhouses like anyways, because they have all the good sides.
It's so good.
Every side you could dream of.
Every little bit is amazing.
Sometimes even green bean casserole.
Have you had their watermelon salad? It's like a watermelon.
Does that have feta?
They got melon balls and some balsamic and like Maz.
Does it have feta or mozzarella?
I don't know which one.
There's a cheese, right?
Yeah, it's white. There's a cheese element, and I like that in a salad.
Me too.
God, I love cheese.
I love cheese so much.
We talked about cheese last episode.
Since you've been gone, I've been eating a lot of cheese.
Me too.
A lot of cheese. So like my late night snack has been pretzels and sliced like a big cheese roll, like a big cheese wheel of like,
it's like you just eat a whole wheel of cheese,
not all in one sitting, but I just slice it and then I eat it with pretzels, and that's been my jam lately since you've been gone.
All right,
I ate the cheese, dude, for the first time.
I'm still coming on the cheese. Oh God! If I could come on cheese.
So can you tell me about the food you ate on the airplane? On the airplane! You had a 6-course meal?
Can we talk about what the fuck is wrong with the American Airlines system?
Please.
I don't really understand.
And are we allowed to get into this yet?
Yeah, get into it anytime you want.
Hello? Look what I found in my seat today.
Do you want to know the best thing that was actually bought here in America? It's just...
America.
But I have a German treat for you for later.
It'll be that schnitzel.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Because we're going to book, like, one flight, right? And my man, bless his heart, he's like, we're going to book, like, basic economy. And I was like, ah. That was a long flight after a long trip.
Yes.
Like, premium economy is where it's at, usually, because I need a little leg room. Mama's got big legs. Daddy. Daddy has big legs, and they need to stretch out like this. Look at my dad's slippers.
I love those.
I got those from London.
Those are so cool.
They just gave you the slippers from the hotel, and they were legit slippers, dude.
Hotel, motel.
I made some hotel in that.
And you know what? Hotel. Your cows were probably ready to go.
I still have them. I mean, just in case. But they're already gross. I made them wet because my feet just do that. But where was I going with that? Potatoes.
You were talking about the slippers.
Nope. Before the slippers.
Well, potatoes.
Fucking ADHD shit. Fucking brain.
This is so good.
Cheese. God. There it is.
Can you freeze frame that? Can you freeze frame that motion? Cheese.
Cheese, God damn it. No, but here's the thing. I wasn't... When I'm here and I'm just living my little life, I try to be very healthy. I'm very conscious of what I'm eating and not overconsume on things. Like, I stopped getting the stuffed cheese naan bread because I'm like, I can't just eat what I want to eat all the time. I'm getting older. I had to make sure that, like, I'm still doing good. You know what I mean? But when I'm on vacation. Oh, that was what you were saying. The food on the plane. The food on the plane isn't even where I want to start.
Okay.
I'm happy that's where I finished.
Start where you want.
But cheese, bro? I ate so much cheese on that trip. It didn't start on the plane. No. It started as soon as I was in London. Like, got halloumi something. It's just, oh, amazing. I love halloumi so much. Always have, always will. Now, Germany, they know cheese. I ate so much cheese. It was...
Tell me.
...an obscene amount of cheese.
That
and
makes me so happy.
Like every morning, right? This was the breakfast that we had with our hosts. God bless them. Toasted bread, like nice warm little rolls out of the oven, little crunchy rolls. that were soft on the inside. And just every kind of cheese that you could think of, with thinly sliced tomatoes and thinly sliced cucumbers. And he just made little Sammies and just ate a bunch of cheese. Like, I put like a cream, like sour cream chive spread kind of thing on, and then a slice of cheese and then tomato, you know, to be healthy. But the amount of cheese, it was just, everything was so fucking good. I ate so well. And I walked so much that I didn't even like put on any weight, which was cool. Cause I felt like for the amount of cheese I consumed, I was like, I'm coming back at least 5 to 10 pounds heavier just from like cheese weight alone. And it didn't happen. And I ate a lot of bread. But when I tell you, I hiked, we walked everywhere.
Oh, beautiful.
The hike was cool, and had a fun realization on the hike, because how long has it been? Hang on. Let's actually look. I've been keeping a timer. Da, da, da. 36 days, no nicotine vape.
Dude. What?
Yep. So I have my zero nicotine.
That is freaking awesome.
I have my zero nicotine vape. I took it on the trip. I didn't bring it out with me when we like went out. So I only did it like not in the hotel room. That's silly. I would never do that. But I didn't take it out with me on activities. So I didn't
use
it. And it sits there, but I haven't really been feeling as dependent on it, which is good. So I'm sure now I'm on vacation, huge. I'll feel it a little bit more, but it takes time. But no nicotine, which is good. I didn't even do the Lucy pouches.
What?
Mm-mm. I took them, but I didn't use them.
Good job. Thanks. How do you feel?
I feel good. And that's when it comes to...
Can you breathe better?
Dude, the hike? German efficiency, right? We went to the Saxony-Switzerland mountains, which are not in Switzerland, but apparently look like an area in Switzerland. So that's what it's called. And it was dope, but I was bleeding real lot of time. And so I was, you know, you know when you get into the mode of hike and you're like, all right, I hit this point and it's really, really hard. But then the longer you don't think about it, it just becomes easier. It's like once you start moving, it's easier to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the runner's high of a hike.
You have to hit that certain part peak, though, because it's like you feel like you're like... You're like, oh, do I turn around?
Yeah.
Or do I just keep going?
I can't turn around. I don't turn around. No look backsies. Yep. So going up this mountain, you know, like you'll normally hike and maybe there'll be like a couple stairs here and there and then it like flattens out and then maybe a couple more stairs or is it an incline? It was stairs all the way up. There was almost zero flat spots. Like they just like to really just, they're
climb.
Like, we're like just... Just keep climbing, just keep climbing, climbing, climbing. What do? We climb. It's like there was no like respite areas. And then you felt like a loser if you're just like on a step, like taking a break.
That
like,
would be me the
those,
whole time.
Those stairs were not made for breaks, dude.
It was just go.
It was just climb. Just do whatever you do, climb.
Just keep climbing.
But I was not nearly as out of breath. Like,
that's
great. We took a few stops here and there, but I wasn't the only one who needed them. So I was like, shit, dude. If it had been a few months ago even, because I've been vaping less throughout the whole year, I was like, I would be...
You'd be heaving over with me.
Like,
I'd be like, ah.
Yeah, have no idea like what to do with so many stairs in a row. It was like the Stairmaster that never ended. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
But then there was ice cream at the top and it was what? Vegan ice cream. So I didn't shit my pants.
Awesome.
Which is cool.
Ice cream on the top of the mountain.
It was so good.
Did you see
I have a photo to share with you. I'll share it with David. For those of you who haven't seen it other places where it was posted.
I'm excited.
Man, I took so many pictures. I'm gonna have to clear through these.
You all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
There we go. Here we go. I'll send it to David now.
That's brilliant. I love it. What a treat. So
funny.
For doing such a intense climb, I would love ice cream at the very top.
It was very nice. It was good.
And it looks beautiful.
A weird amount of bees, though, in Germany. So many bees. Like, there was a bee that fell into our drink. There was a bee at dinner once that was, like, attacking our drinks. But not us. It was weird. They weren't aggressive towards us. They were just always around. And you know how I feel about bees, because I can't remember being stung by a bee. And I just feel like I don't want to
do that. I wonder if it's because they have a lot of, like, beautiful flowers, like, I'm sure there was a lot of really pretty flowers.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot.
More than you are in the U.S., like, that you just see out and about.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. And it was so warm. But anyway, it was very, very nice. Oh, cheese. This is what I forgot to tell you. There's the most beautiful cheese shop I've ever seen. Did I send you a photo of it?
No.
Oh, my God. Bitch, you got to look at this cheese shop. Holy shite. It was crazy.
That sounds like heaven to me. Cheese shop.
All right, so... If play the video, and then you can swipe that way to look at more of the photos of it. This is the most beautiful shop of cheese I've ever seen in my life. And they have so many kinds of cheese and mustard. Oh. And you can sample the cheese. And it is so fucking stunning. I was like, I can't believe that this is just for cheese.
That is amazing.
Girl.
Oh, cheeses.
I know.
All the cheeses.
So many kinds. And we got this goat cheese that had like little pine nuts in it. And then got some fresh bread, and we went to the park and just like ate cheese on bread. Oh, so good.
That sounds like the best day ever.
But yeah, David, I'll send you some photos of the cheese shop.
If you were to ask me, like, I didn't know like there was cheese shops like that.
I didn't either.
Now, if you ask me what kind of business I would like, I would love to have a cheese shop because I'd be very passionate about it.
Yeah.
It'd be something that like I truly just like. Be just like super into you would all be able, the time.
You would be able to recommend all the best cheeses because you would know your cheeses.
Yeah, right.
Well, like you can provide
cheese connoisseur. Of
you
sorts.
Can provide cheese for my cafe someday.
Yes, like that would be legit. I gotta start taking cheese tours. Let's go on a cheese tour.
Mm. That sounds wonderful.
Do you go on a mustard tour?
Mm-mm. We did have a lot of good mustard, though. Mm. You know the weird thing, though? I didn't want to, like, carry around a bunch of mustard, so we got some from the cheese shop. But I thought, oh, I'll just, like, go to duty-free and, like, the shops in the airport.
Yeah.
And get some mustard to bring home. Had a long layover. Looked through every possible shop. No mustard. There was no mustard to buy. There was, like, every kind of candy and... They had, like, cured meats and, like, cheese and stuff like that. No mustard. It was so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what is going on?
I remember the airport in Amsterdam had, like, a cheese shop in the, like, airport. And I was like, dude, this airport rules. It had, like, a library, first of all, a cheese shop. And then it had, like, all these, like, really fancy designer stores, which, you know, obviously I wasn't there to shop. But, like... You know, if you wanted to go take a look in the Gucci store, you could while you're waiting for your flight. Like, it was like,
yeah, they had really a bunch beautiful. Of stuff like that. Mm. Mm. But I was just blown away that I could not find any mustard. It was the craziest thing.
Mm. Good thing we have World Market.
But, you know, it was, Laura, it was very hot when I was in Germany walking around up the mountain, up the side of a goddamn mountain. Even though my lungs are doing better from not vaping nearly as much and cutting back on bad habits, I decided to make a good habit. And that's with Liquid IV. Did I hike up the mountains of Saxony, Switzerland, Germany without the assistance of Liquid IV? No. I'm not a fool. Do I look like a fool to you? No. I keep everything stocked up. And that's what you can also do with Liquid IV by going to liquidiv.com and using code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Doesn't that sound like a game changer, Laura?
It does. It's a no-brainer.
And these are actually some of my favorite flavors. And these are actually what I took on my trip abroad. Unfortunately, Liquid IV is only in the U.S. right now, but don't worry.
Eventually.
I took that shit with me. Because it's got what you need.
Did you spread the word? Hydration.
I did.
Good.
I spread the word of Liquid IV. Much like I'm sharing it with you now. I don't know where my life would be without Liquid IV. I might be without a home. I might be alone forever. But instead, I know that I'm not hydrated because I keep Liquid IV. It goes strong. It goes hard in the pain.
It goes hard. Yes, it does. Every day.
Have you tried the new firecracker?
I have. It's freaking fire-tastic.
This reminds me of childhood. God damn it. The heat of summer.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July, a humid August morning. Sneaking down into that freezer that we kept in the basement. Popping one of these bad boys out.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Maybe three if you have a problem like some of us in this room, if you know what I'm saying. You don't care. You're a kid. You burn that shit off quickly. Not anymore. Bad for your teeth, but you know what's good for you? Liquid IV. So you can bring back that childhood wonder with Popsicle Firecracker.
Yes.
Partnered with Liquid IV right here.
You don't have to feel guilty about splurging if you have a couple of these.
And if you're feeling crazy, you could get a mold of the firecracker and you could just freeze pops of Liquid IV. Did you ever think about that?
Mind blown.
Did you ever think about that? That's creativity. Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have, Rainbow Sherbet also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I don't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
Fishes.
All right. So you take this and I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND.
Goodbye. Do it.
Thanks.
Liquid IV.
We are back in the show, but I am going to use one of these.
Pop
actually.
Liquid
David,
IV.
You can use that one for later. Cut it up for later. David knows what to do. Speaking of which, ta-da, your present is here.
So
you need to test the record.
Oh, my God.
You need to test it because.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's good, that is where I'll be ordering the other ones from that we will be making
it's
available.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing.
So you have to let me know how it sounds. I think I put the song on there like 9 times or something like that.
That's just on repeat.
It's the only thing on the
dude,
record.
Dude, I am so playing this like every day. This
dude,
is so cool.
I played it a lot. Although I did notice that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is freaking awesome.
So I thought we can sign those and all that stuff if this does sound good.
Oh my goodness.
I made the little custom middles for it and everything.
Dude. This is fucking beautiful.
Yay.
Glad you like Are it. You serious?
Yeah. So let me know if the sound quality is good. And if so, these records will be coming to a place near you. A Patreon
this
near
so
you.
So cool. Are they 3-year anniversary limited release?
Yeah.
This is so epic. Dude, we have a record.
Yeah.
I'll check it tonight.
Please.
Dude,
so
I made
individual album album cover art. Sorry for like. I think we're gonna make like a limited release of copies, and then it'll be 1 of 10, I think, or 1 of 11.
Thank you. It's beautiful. What are we at as far as like?
So that's what I wanted to discuss with you.
I know, because remember, we like specifically before our trip.
I said if by the time that episode didn't come out, it wasn't at 2,000 views, I'd be doing a whole month with a bald cap. So it's at 1,100.
So that sounds like we're doing some bald cap content.
So I'm wondering.
Oh, shit.
Here's the thing. If by next, if by next week, so not when this comes out, but basically September.
The end of next week.
Let's say September 1st.
Let's say Labor Day, September 2nd.
Labor Day, I'll give them an extra day because it's a holiday.
Three-day weekend.
So by September 2nd, you guys have time. This is going to fuck up a lot of things.
It's going to fuck up all your lives if you don't listen.
That's right. It's going to. Trust me.
I got some authority with here, that.
I like that. It made me a little wet. So, but
and we're here for that.
So this is a lot of time. So let's consider this, right? Because it's... Oh, my God. There's still plenty of time left to get it to... Let's amp it up. Let's make the stakes a little higher. 2,500. 2,500 views by September 2nd. Otherwise, I'll do an entire episode. Like every episode that I do for September, I'll do it with a bald cap.
I will too.
Yes. All right. So if you don't want an entire month of lore.
They might want that though. So this might be a double-edged sword.
That's all right. Let's do it for the views.
Okay.
Do it for the pod. God damn it. If the music video, if the music video does, oh, I can bring back Norm. We can have a month of Norm. Maybe we should just do this anyway.
Yeah, do no, Norm.
Because I'm thinking, I still want the views. So there has to be something at stake. But while some people like bald caps, some people do not. So I guess it'll just be a battle of will. Because what I'm thinking is if it's not at 2,500 views, which I think is very doable considering that we're at 1.1.
Yeah.
I think this is very doable.
And I know you guys are sharing it with your friends, so obviously it'll get there.
It will get there. We'll do... How about this? I personally will be wearing a wig cap for content that I make for my site, which y'all are not going to want to see, but I'm going to post anyway. And you can't stop me because it's my page and I can do whatever I want. Yeah. However, if it gets to 3,000 views, then you and I will do a bald cap for an entire month of episodes. Because if that's what they want, then they can listen to the and give it
so
more views.
So they get it more views.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fair.
3,000.
You guys have some homework.
3,000 views by September 2nd. Laura and I will do an entire month in bald caps. If it's only 2,500, if it's under 2,500, then I will be making content in a bald cap that I'm going to be posting
on my page. And you might not like it.
And you're probably not going to like it. So
it'll
decide
be punishment.
Which one you want it to be. Because it's either content that you don't want to see. that I will have fun making all over my page, probably even my Instagram, all my thirst traps just in a bald cap.
And I'm sure she'll get flagged for it because she'll be bald. Who knows? It's a symphony of dogs.
Hang on.
And word from sponsor.
Do you all know what I did on my trip? So we had bed cake almost every night, which was amazing.
What's bed cake?
It's where you take cake and you eat it in bed before bed.
It's like night bread.
Night bread. But it's like intentional bed cake. Oh, God. So delicious. So anyway, I was sucking down one of these. And I was like reading a book and just like, I'm like, there's not enough Nutella because I noticed that it hits a point halfway down where there's no more Nutella, which is very rude. It's very deceptive. False fucking advertising. But I was thinking to myself, there's a lot of breadsticks, not a lot of Nutella. So I just would take a breadstick and then like suck slowly all the Nutella off of it.
And then double dip it.
And then when the breadstick would break, I'm like, time for new breadstick. And I just did that throughout the whole bit of Nutella. Then I tongued out the Nutella.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. But then there was just all these breadsticks left over, like all of the breadsticks. I didn't want to waste them, so I like sadly ate the breadsticks.
All dry?
All dry with nothing on them. I was like, wait, I should have actually like rationed it. But it was somehow better in a way. Like I was being punished.
I feel
for
like
the
I always go very like light on the in the beginning, and then when it comes towards like the last three, I'm like, oh shit, I have so much. I'm like doing hefty amounts of Nutella. I'm like, I shouldn't have like been so sparse with it in the beginning. Just like enjoy it thoroughly throughout the whole thing.
It's like me trying to regulate my bath temperature. Oh God. Fuck, there's, I can't remember what we were talking about before.
Potatoes and cheese. Potatoes, cheese, your flight. Cheese. You didn't get into like how American flights are just like garbage versus the, yeah, get into that.
There we go.
Get into it, yeah.
So we were going to do, I'm not comfortable.
I got to get this little bit down here. But judge.
We were doing booking flights, right? So we're going to, I don't want to say the airline, but we're going to book just basic economy, which, like I had said before, this is called a callback. Bless his heart, he doesn't care about legroom. My legs are a lot longer. So, but we were going through and we're like, well, then we realized that the baggage in the basic economy is no baggage is included. But our flights too, their baggage was included. And I'm like, this was a really pricey flight for basic economy where no baggage is included. Let's shop around. But we ended up finding like through this like European airline, shout out Condor. For $150 less than basic economy on this, not American Airlines, but just an American airline, $200 $150 to $200 less on this Condor flight. Not basic economy, not premium economy, business with lay down seats and so much fucking legroom. What the hell? It was a more like direct flight. There weren't like a shitload of unreasonable layovers. Now, getting onto a plane in Germany is a little crazy because they take you on a bus and it's kind of like bedlam, like getting onto the plane. It's weird. It's
what?
It does bother me a little bit. It's very strange. They put you like on the bus and they just like take you out to the plane. But sometimes it's like really far away. So you're just like jostling along
in
on this
bus
with people like a tram train bus. It's very weird. So but getting on, I've never done like business class in my life, like no kind of lay down. But I'm like, we were like, I don't know if this is a kind of plane that's going to be kind of shitty and have really bad like effects with turbulence or something, or like fall out of the sky. I've never heard of this airline before, and it was the most amazing experience of my goddamn life. And I think for $200 more plus having to pay for a bag that's not included with the basic economy seat, I could have been miserable, had my legs shoved up like this, and then been pissed on by a flight attendant.
No leg room at all.
No leg room at all. Like I'm like, the audacity to charge those kind of fucking rates? Are you kidding me? They gave me so much food on this flight that I was like, no, please. I can't eat another tart. They kept giving me bread. They're like, how about more bread? And it was like freshly baked somehow. Like, it was fresh, fluffy, like real bread. Like, not like when they give you a weird roll that you take out of a plastic thing or something.
Yeah.
Like, freshly baked, like, pretzel buns, seeded bread, sliced bread. Like, so many kinds of bread. And this guy, like, figured out that I liked bread. And he kept coming back, like, with the tongs and little basket of bread being like... Like, he knows that this fat American fuck wants more bread.
He's,
I'm like,
eh?
You clocked me. Bring the butter too. Fuck it. I'm on vacation still. Like, it was crazy.
Bring the butter, like, and the cheese.
There was like freshly baked chicken on a bed of like rice, like pudding pilaf stuff. There was fresh vegetables, like marinated bell peppers.
Where was the chef?
I don't know. It was so confusing.
Was he next to the pilot?
I don't know. There was just like a magic curtain and things just kept coming out to the point that I was like, what is happening? There was like appetizers and it's like, we thought like there's a little menu. And I was like, a menu? Where the fuck am I right now? They might as well have been kissing my feet. They gave you socks and slippers. For the
Were those? No, those were the ones from the hotel. Never mind. Wow.
Girl.
Get it. Condor?
But we thought that you got to like just pick one like from the menu.
No, you got
to pick one main course. Everything else on the menu, they just kept bringing to you. There was like a lemon tart. There was like this weird kind of cheesecake that didn't really make sense. Vegetables, like pulled roast beef. They had like these marinated like salmon things with their own special bed of coleslaw. Like food just kept coming and I didn't know
holy cow
from where. Like at some point,
people were on the plane?
I don't really know. There was a lot of people in the back of the plane.
At least 100?
I felt like guilty. Like going up to the front of the plane, I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be up here. It reminded me of like the flight with the lady when I asked her where the bathroom was. And she's like, you can't go up there. And I was like, I'm up here.
You're like, I'm here, bitch.
And I was just thinking the whole time, I was like, I could have been sitting in the back of the plane paying, when I had to pay for baggage, $300 more than right now, and gotten like a bag of pretzels. I got fresh baked pretzel rolls. The fuck?
They were giving them pretzel chips in the back.
I was like,
you were getting the freaking like bagels and shit.
I had so many points versus like, I'm having the most amazing time. I have crippling guilt about this. But I feel so amazing because I'm not sitting there. Like, how did I save money on this flight?
But you don't deserve this.
I know. That's what was happening. Like, every time more bread came out, I was like, oh, you piece of shit. Like, just eating the bread, slathering on the butter. Oh, God. Just disgusted with myself, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Yum,
dude.
Want to hear about my flight home from California? It was the opposite. I get to the airport at noon, right? Because my flight's supposed to leave at like 2 or board at 2 p.m. Well, I get there and I already got an email that morning. That morning it said, your flight has been delayed and you will leave. It was like just an hour later than my actual boarding or my actual takeoff time. Mm-hmm. So instead of like 2:30, it was more like 3:30 p.m. But then it said I wasn't going to arrive till the next morning. Mind you, it's a 40-minute flight. So I got real confused. I was like, wait a second. What does this mean? I called the airline. I was on hold for like an hour, you know, like before I actually talked to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's weird.
They're like, I was like, so my flight's delayed? And they were like, yes, we see that. And I was like, okay, so what exactly happens between the time we take off and by the time we land?
Mm-hmm.
Because it said there was a 17-hour flight.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Like, was I going to be in the air for 17 hours? Are you going to stop somewhere and then there's going to be a layover there? What's the deal? Like, they didn't give me the itinerary. It's just like that I was leaving Orange County at 3:30 and then I was going to arrive in Vegas the next morning.
That doesn't make any...
I know. So I called.
So it was just a flight delay.
Yeah, but why was it 17 hours? So I called and they're like, no, your plane's going to leave at 3:30. And I was like, okay, cool.
But so why does it take 17 hours?
They said, ignore that. I was like, okay. I guess. Whatever. So I get to the airport. And then it just kept getting delayed. And then delayed. And you guys all know the game of delay.
They just might, like, as well have just said, you know what?
You're not going
to
leave.
I know that you've called in for help today, but can I shit on your face?
Yes, exactly. And, but the
and
thing
laugh
is,
at you.
I was happy because I was like, okay, I had a good trip. You know, all in all, visiting family. Like, we're good. Now I get to go back home, you know? I missed my man. I missed the ferrets. Like, I was ready to come home. And, you know, I'm like, whatever. Nothing can bring me down. I'm just going to go get a nice lunch. I found, like, this really good place with, like, ciabatta roll, ooh, vegetarian burger with, like, garlic fries on the side. Like, it was the bomb. You know, whatever that place was called. If you're there in Orange County, go there. Whatever. It's, like, some, like, healthy place. It reminded me of, like, a True Food. So it was, like, good food. And then my flight's, like, getting delayed. And then by the time I'm, like, I'm at, like, my fifth delay for the day, fifth. And, like, it's, like, I talk to the airline and I go to the desk and I'm, like, at this point I said, hey, I'm just here to see if we're actually going to leave today. You know, like, yeah. I'm, like, in a good mood. You know, everyone else is, like, pissed. Kids are crying. Like, it's just, like, it's all, like, shitty. And I already know, like, there's shit going on at the airports. We've been seeing this, like, on, like, freaking, you know, on the internet for a while. Like, this is just, like, what's been going on. So, like, when it happened to me, I wasn't like, what the fuck? I was just like, oh, shit, this sucks. And, like, I know I could have driven home faster than I spent all that time at the airport. But, like, at the same time, when you're traveling by yourself, sometimes flying is just a lot better.
Yeah.
You know?
Until they shit on your face.
Yeah. And then I'm like, by the time I finally got on my plane and got home, it was like almost 9 o'clock at night here.
Yeah.
Which was fine. But I'm like, my man was sitting on the edge of his seat, like, waiting for me. Like, are you coming home? When are you coming home? Blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just here at the airport and, you know, like, eating some really good food and snacks. Yeah. I'll be home soon.
I love how you call in, like, to ask, and they're like, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Like,
they said, ignore that.
Ignore that.
If I showed you. And then, you know what's really cool, though? The next day, I didn't complain because, you know, obviously it happened to everyone that was flying home that day on that plane, not just me. And the next day I opened my email and they had given me a voucher for more than what my flight costs to fly again in the future, which was kind of cool. I didn't have to complain. My flight home was $40, dude. They gave me a voucher for $50. It was the cheapest flight ever. But again, it's a 40-minute flight.
Yeah.
It's the easiest flight from Orange County to Vegas. But, like, dude, it's just...
What did you fly? Spirit?
Frontier.
Oh, God.
Which is the same thing as Spirit.
Same.
And
Spirit, the final frontier.
Literally. To deliver you the best service. Look, we've given you a $50 voucher. I was like, my flight was $40. And then,
making bank.
The thing they told me to ignore was this. Look, it said, hold on. I gotta find it where it actually tells you, like, it's like, so you're gonna land like 17 hours later. And I was like,
no, thank you.
Oh, here, 17 hours and 30 minutes was my flight.
No fucking way.
I was like, excuse me? No. They were like, yeah, just ignore that. No, it ended up being like a full day at the airport, which wasn't that bad. And by the time I got home, I forgot all about it. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, that's weird. Fuck that.
And they had live music in the airport in Orange County. Someone was just there playing the piano.
Oh, I don't like that.
It was bizarre.
That bothers me.
I was like, what is this? I mean, it was fine. I was just like, wow.
That's very weird.
Really? I was like,
I don't like live music where you're not expecting it to be.
It's like, why? What is going on?
Do you ever have, like, random things that you're like, I want to know how to do that, and then you start looking up stuff about it?
Yes.
I want to do that with pouring resin.
I want to do DJing. Like, real DJing.
You should.
You should pour resin.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'll pour resin over your DJ turntables. Make it.
Wicka.
Because I just no, keep
like,
seeing
that'd be
stuff.
Cool.
It'd be fun just to, like, to make random shit. I keep seeing resin stuff, and I'm like, I wonder how hard it is. And you get, like, all the molds for it and stuff. But then I think of the candles. I'm like, I'm going to make candles now. And I have, like.
Those were cool. I used mine that you gave me.
Did it work
well? Yeah. It smelled like cranberries.
Because I have, like, candle supplies, right? And I'm like. But I ran out of wicks.
We could order Wix.
But bitch, every time. Did I talk about this on the podcast before?
No.
Deja vu. Okay. I feel like every time that I'm like, I open the cabinet and I see all the candle making supplies, I'm like, I should make some candles. And
All those weed jars.
But I pull it. I know, because I thought about that the other day. So I pull them all out and I start to like get the candle supplies ready. And then I realize there's no wicks.
Oh, shit.
And so then I put it all back in the cabinet and I forget about it until the next time I see it. We should, but
let's do it.
But like, that's what the cycle's been for like 6 months of thinking I'm going to make more candles.
We have the jars still, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Because I tried to do it the other day. I didn't have wicks.
Let's do it. I'm in.
But speaking of hobbies, I thought this would make you laugh because I had like the most random thought on the trip. This is one of those like 2 a.m. thoughts. Like, why am I awake for no reason? And why is this the thought that I'm having? Do you know that you like golf?
Yeah.
Right? What's like the big golf brand?
Callaway.
The other one. With a T.
Oh, TaylorMade?
No.
With a T.
T-I-T-L.
T-S. Oh, Titleist.
Yep. So, I don't know golf. I don't
Did you say titty?
Here's the thing. I had this thought like late at night and I was laid there and then I just start laughing and my man's like, what? And so I tell him this. I took golf lessons at some point during my childhood. I know this. I've seen this brand for forever. I've always seen this brand. And one of the neighbor kids was super into golf. I've seen this brand so many times. For some reason, I have never heard anyone say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
I have always thought that it was
Titleist.
I started laughing so hard because I'm like, how fucking stupid are you?
Well, to be fair, I could see it because it kind of looks like it's spelled that
way. The way that it's always, I've always seen it is like in the script. Like, Titleist. So it's like, Titleist.
But I probably wouldn't have known that though. So I'm not like laughing at you. No, it's just funny.
But it goes, I'm like, bitch, I like write things. I've always been like proud of like my spelling and my writing. Titleist. Title.
Oh, we lost camera. But you know what?
Title.
It's fine.
Titleist.
The thing is, though, I never heard anyone say it until I golfed. And then when I heard Titleist, yeah, I was like, oh. But I would have thought it was Titleist, too. Because to be fair, isn't it T-I-T?
Yeah, because title is T-I-T-L-E. I'm not like, Tittle. What's the book title? No, it's never been. But my brain sees. I'm like, tits.
But Titleist. We could make like merch that's
golf
Titleist.
Merch. That's Titleist. Oh, that's a good idea actually.
For girls because it's Titian.
But that just fucking tickled me. Like I was giggling at like 2 o'clock in the morning, like just about how fucking stupid I am. I was like, I'll have to write this down. Oh my god, Titleist.
Dear diary.
Dear diary. Today I realized that every day is a discovery. Another discovery of how stupid I truly am.
Did you like the movie Twister back in the day?
I don't know if I've seen it.
The one where they chase tornadoes?
I heard of it, but I don't remember seeing it.
Well, there's a second one. I'm not sure if I'm like that fond of it. Sorry to change the subject.
No, it's okay.
But I thought maybe you had seen it because... You know, it was one of those ones. If you haven't, watch the first one.
Did they say Titleist in it?
No, but it was just so, I was disappointed in the second one. Maybe I'm like, I don't know why I tied that to titties, but because titties never disappoint.
Do titties show up in Twister?
Titty twisters.
Maybe that's
why. Oh my gosh.
I was thinking titty twisters when you were saying Twister, so.
You get me. My little stoner brain.
Listen, we can't go 3, 2, 1. Wait, let's try it. 3, 2, 1.
Twister. Lava. Lava twister. I was hoping you would say titty. I was praying.
I thought about
titty.
It for a second, but I was like, maybe it's too on the nose.
We could do it again. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Orchid.
I mean, I said it morbid, rhymed. But orchid, it's kind of the same.
You said Mormon?
Morbid.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Earlier today.
Morbid orchid sounds like a death metal like band.
I said Mormon. Morbid. I was. We were driving home today.
I thought you said orchid.
No, I said orchid. You're right. I thought you said Mormon and you said orca. Wait, did you say orca?
I'm crying. No, I didn't say orca. Oh, fuck. Oh, bitch, I'm so tired.
We were driving home today and there was Mormons in the neighborhood, like three houses down from our house. We were like, fuck, they're making their way down.
Did you yell at them? Go away!
No, but I was like, why don't we open the door and offer them a hit of the joint?
I should.
That would scare them, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe they just get into it.
Get into it, yes. Yeah.
You can do the thing of like, we'll let you come and talk about God, but for everything you tell us, you have to take a hit.
They just get super high. Yeah. I feel like they would. Just to, you know, talk about the Lord.
You know what sucks like about being the Mormon people that have to go around is like, especially in Vegas, it's so hot. Like, and they have like long pants and long shirts and collars. And it's just,
it seems like torture. Sweaty. Also, why are kids back in school now when it's this hot out still? Like, it should be not okay.
I didn't know kids were back in school.
They're back in school this week. Mm. So, like, it's not even... Like, I remember going back to school after... In September. After Labor Day. Like, that would be, like, the start of school. Mm. And that would be, like, the last weekend, basically, before you go back. Now it's, like, a month and before, and it's still, like, 109 degrees out. And they're, like... Yeah, they're saying, like, the classrooms are friggin' hot. Like...
Ew,
yeah, and, like, gross. It's, like, well, why are you making them go to school so soon? When it's this hot.
That always pissed me off about classrooms is that you couldn't control the temperature.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I was luckily kids like in a place where weird. It was like cold. But yeah, you have to keep that air flow like a bus.
Kids smell gross, dude. I remember even just thinking like.
Because some of those kids didn't wash anything.
Do you know the amount of kids that I. They didn't wash their hands.
Or their hair.
Oh.
Their underwear.
Mm.
Imagine walking by and then smelling some funk-a-funk.
Dude, that's why I got... I think I've talked about this before. That's why I got so, like, freaked out about, like, dental hygiene is because of, like, some of the kids I knew who, like, had braces and just did not take care of anything. And their teeth just were, like, scary.
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
you're
dude.
You're like, what is going on?
Mm-mm.
Help. Send help.
Ugh.
Send a dentist.
I remember like I would just be back there like gargling like just like really clear out everything I possibly could. I went in there with the little picks between my braces when I had them, and I did have them. I was an old metal mouth. Y'all ever had a tongue crib before? Bet not. It's really embarrassing. People are like, well, you have staples in your mouth. They're not staples, it's a tongue crib because I push my tongue out against my teeth like this because you're a stupid kid. You're dumb. And then you lose your two front teeth. You don't smile again for photos until you grow them back.
What? What is this? A tongue crown?
A tongue crib. So look, these big, like, oversized staples that would hang down behind my two front teeth to stop my tongue from pressing into them. Like, they thought I sucked my thumb, and I would just, like, push my tongue against the back of my teeth.
Oh.
For no apparent reason. So,
they, like, would put staples in your mouth?
No, it was like the mouth bracket, but then there were just brackets that hung down.
In your gums?
Like no. Like, you know how there's like, did you have braces?
Yeah.
It was like the metal bit that goes around on the inside.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Hanging off of that down below my, like behind my two front teeth.
I was so afraid, right? I was like, staples in your mouth to make you not.
Kids would just say that to me because they'd make fun of you when you look fucking weird, which, you know. Well deserved. Now I'm funny, so go fuck yourself. But I did bring.
What is in the box?
Have you had marzipan?
No. What is marzipan?
So there's chocolate covering like an almond paste.
Oh my gosh. Is this marzipan from Germany?
Yes.
Thank you.
And it is delicious. I'll see if you like it.
Oh.
I love marzipan. There used to be these marzipan pigs that you could get from World Market, and they were so good, but they haven't made them in years.
Bring it back. Bring back the marzipan. Peace.
Wow. I've never had anything like it.
Mm-hmm. It's unto itself.
Niederreger. Niederreger.
Neither. I don't know. I can't say it. I'm not German. Delicious. That's another thing, was chocolate in Germany. So freaking good. Ooh. We did, before we wrap up, we did go to this cute little light pastry bakery thing in Dresden.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy for his recommendation because they all look so good. He gave two of the best recommendations. One was like this raspberry chocolate cheesecake that was more like a mousse. It was so good. Then the other one that we ate in bed later was like this fluffy little cheesecake that looked like it was made into a cloud. There was cheesecake on the inside, but it was like really light and fluffy, like Japanese cheesecake or something. Then like a lime gelatin-ish filling with lemon curd on top and these like poofy white cloud, like,
wow,
frosting fluffs. Dude, it was so light and fluffy. It felt like eating air that was flavored.
How was the coffee there? Pretty good?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Man.
So good.
I love it. Cheese. Lots of cheese. Bread.
So much cheese. I can't eat cheese for
potatoes.
A while.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. It was dope, dude.
Mustard.
The mustard was good. The bratwurst was good. Sauerkraut. Our hosts, shout out. They like brought me a whole jar of sauerkraut. I just ate like half of it at one dinner sitting. It was so good.
Was it like an Airbnb you did, or what do you mean by host?
Some
like,
friends.
Oh, got it.
But they were hosting us like for
I was
a while
like,
we were staying with them.
I was like, did you like stay in like a fancy bed and breakfast? Like basically.
No. Yeah, well, basically. Yeah. Oh man. They were really sweet. It was nice. But
I would have ate my way through Europe for sure. All the candies, all the food.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to do Italy, like pastas,
pasta.
Pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's all different there, but like.
Yeah, it's awesome to experience the way that.
Or like, Germany, like.
Anywhere. I just think like it's so cool seeing even like similar things you would eat here and how they are different other places. It's so good. But before we wrap up, I want to let y'all know that we are planning something for this. And you may wonder what this is. And this is Adrian Stroker from our friends at Honey Play Box, which you guys will probably have seen the link for in the description of these episodes. We haven't done a read for them yet because we have recently partnered with them. So they have a bunch of awesome sex toys that you can order very discreetly, and it showed up very discreetly as well.
So what is it?
So this is a male stroker, which we'll talk probably more about next week. So I want to let you guys know that we'll be planning a giveaway for this stroker, which is worth like over $100.
Wow.
So we want you guys to check out the site as well and see what other stuff that they have. And you can use our code, which is TWND, which should give you a little discount and give us a little kickback as well. But check them out because they've been really cool so far. And we are going to come up with something fun next week to engage you guys to possibly win this bad boy right here, which is really, really powerful. And I've been reading a little bit about it. And we're going to have some very fun talking points next week. So stay tuned. Follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, leave us a rating, all that fun stuff.
Tell your friends.
And you can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead Is SFW. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
So get ready for next week because you're going to want to win this bad boy. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
2 Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.